This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. As planting season approaches, no-till fields will likely need a burn-down herbicide application to manage established winter annuals such as pennycress, as well as early emerging summer weeds like kochia. SDSU Extension Weed Management Specialist Eric Jones explains most burn-down herbicides require relatively warm weather for greatest activity.
As a general rule of thumb, we really want to apply our burn-down herbicides at temperatures between 55 and 70 degrees, and we really want that to be sustained for several hours.
Nighttime temperatures do play a role in plant activity in spring, with cool and even cold nights slowing plant growth. If daytime temperatures are ideal, but nights are still cold, Jones advises waiting to apply burn-down sprays. If other adverse weather conditions are in the forecast, such as rain or wind, coupled with cooler temperatures, he states modifications can be made to spray variables.
So some of the things we can do is mixing herbicides. Usually when we have two different herbicides in the spray tank, we have more consistent control than when we apply the herbicides individually, and then increasing our sprayer output. Just having more water, more droplets reach that target plant so we have more of that herbicide out there so it can do its thing in the weed, if you will, so we're getting more effective, consistent control.
While these measures may mitigate decreased activity induced by cooler temperatures, they still might not be as effective as spraying under ideal conditions. Go to extension.sdstate.edu to learn more.